When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, how are you? Are you good? Are you? How do you do that? How do you find goodness? How do you find the light? Did you have joy? Did your joy just go to college? I have two joys, and one is still around, so I'm not too hurt.
I know you're talking about your two kids, but I want to pretend that the other joy is me, and I'm never going to school, baby. I'm a tradesman. I'm going to go to like some electrician school, not finish it, and I'll always be here. I'm never leaving you. To pull the curtain back, we are recording at a time in which during the week we don't normally record.
Yeah.
Because you just returned home, and you have officially, the Chaddles has officially joined the ranks of the empty nesters.
Yeah, I have. I've been this confused and not known what to do one other time in my life, and it is when I brought Isaac to school. And it's like, why do people have to go to school? It's stupid. Everyone's talking about, I have to pay back my student loans, and $10,000 isn't enough. And it's like, how about, I agree, let's not go to school. Let's not have people go to school. How about people live together forever, like old tribes in the olden days, and then they just raise their grandbabies in the dad's house. How about that shit?
I know you're really sad right now, but I want you to remember this moment because you are becoming me. That is a real thing, I think. I don't think we should have jobs. I think we should all live in villages, and we should just, like, those are the ones who hunt, and these are the ones who build the stuff. And that Sai, he just is in his house. But we all, the grandpas and the grandmas, I want us to all live together. That sounds really nice. I don't think it works that way.
No, everything's pretty. I mean, clearly, it hasn't worked that way.
I think we're a little too far down the path to push that, to head us back to, you know, no jobs. We just live together in a village. I think we're too far. We'd get to the village, and I'd be like, "What's the Wi-Fi password?"
Yeah. How do I get? Wait a second. What did you ask me? Oh, wait. I have to use my brain to remember something. Fuck.
So you flew back from California last night to an empty home in Fergus Falls. By the way, thank everything that she went to school in the bright, warm time of year. Can you imagine if you'd had to drop her off in January and head back to the tundra that is Fergus Falls midwinter?
No. No, if I would have been in here, it would have looked completely different because, you know, to pull the curtains, a little bit, I got home and it was a different kind of quiet than when she's at her mom's house.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one that my ears ring normally. I have that tinnitus, but...
that can't be how you pronounce it.
That's what I've been told by doctors. Because I called it tinnitus, and they're like, "Oh, you have an ear problem in your elbow," and I'm like, "What?" I don't need my doctor to be a fucking Riddler. Just tell me what I'm doing incorrectly.
Also, the fact that I so confidently, with no knowledge and a long history of pronouncing things like a stupid hick, was like, "You mean tinnitus, don't you? You moron."
Yeah, because I called it tinnitus, and the doctor's like, "It's actually tinnitus.
The doctor is like, oh, do you have a dumb friend who's been saying it that way? That's not correct.
Well, yeah, also, did people at medical school just, instead of going ta-ta, ti-ti-ta, rest, ta-ta, they were like, ta-ta-ta, tinnitus. Why do we have to do, it sounds like you're running and falling down a hill. Listen, I'm tired and I'm sad and I want to tell you this.
Different sort of quiet. It's a different sort of quiet.
So I get home and I've realized that the pictures I have up in my home could very easily look like shrines to dead children.
Okay.
And I had, thank God for electricity. Thank God that I got home when it was, the sun was still shining. You're right. Because I looked at these pictures. I had myself what I call the moment, because I wasn't able to really release my emotions at school. So here's what happened. I hugged her outside of her dorm. She was crying. I was very misty. I left. I could feel it. Like it was, I've never felt that before, where I could feel my emotions in my nerves. You know? Well, yeah. I have. I mean, when Isaac got his keys, he was in a 13 building complex, and he went to the main office building and everything was fine. And when we walked out, he jingled his keys, and I felt it that day too.
Okay.
And so I feel all of this emotion coming up. And
Do you think there's any lasting effects of that? Like if we're hanging out and you're giving me shit, if I just like pull out keys and jingle them, is that some sort of situation? Like if, like a, you know, you put pennies in a can to make your dog stop barking. Like if you're going too hard, can I just jingle jangle you? And you're like, oh, Isaac.
There's a good chance, because at a rental car company one time, he gave me two options and jingled both keys. And I just started crying. And he was like, well, so neither of these? So I feel all these emotions after I hug her. And I'm actually looking for, I'm pulling two suitcases that she doesn't need anymore because we flew out there. And I'm headed to my car and I'm looking for shadows on the street. I'm like, where can I go and just let this out? And then her boyfriend, who's also at that school, jumps out of a group of people and he goes, hey! And I was like, okay, get it back together. And I had known that he was having a rough time when his mom left. A little bit of a rough time. Because it is. It's fucking, listen.
That's,
I don't
hard.
Care what you say.
That's so hard.
You know, everybody goes, 18-year-olds are adults legally and all this shit. But they are halfway across the country and parents are leaving for chunks of time, big chunks of time. This isn't summer camp. This is fucking college. So I went into pure dad mode and gave him a hug right away and was like, how you doing? You hanging in there? Everything good? And so that paused my release, because dad mode pauses that. And so then he goes, but I could still feel it. It was still just behind my eyes. And so he goes, he grabbed one of the suitcases and he was like, hey, where's your car? I can bring this. I go, that's okay, man. I got it. Because I just, like, if you walk with me, it's going to be embarrassing as shit. And so I'm walking my suitcases. I'm like 4 or 5 blocks from the dorms. And then there is a car in the middle of the street that has its hazard lights on.
Okay.
And there's a car behind it honking. Finally, the guy that's honking the car gets out and he starts screaming at the people in the car. And so I go, hey, man, everything okay? And he's like, hey, it's none of your business. And I was like, but is this my business? And I just lifted up the two suitcases away from my body, hold it like the Iron Cross. And I was like, what about this? Is this impressive? Is this my business? And he goes, they look empty. And I go, they are empty. You got me. But are you less upset? And he goes, fucking A, man. And still mad at me, does not give in, but just gets back in his car. So then now my crying has gone away again. So I get to my car and I go, I don't want to drive crying because I'll get in a car accident, because it's nuts. So I wait till I get to the hotel. I'm carrying the suitcases up the first level of stairs to the lobby. and I'm just about to get to the elevators, and I go, this is it. I can actually, it's in my spine. I can feel it. And so I hear somebody go, Chad! And I was like, what? So I slowly turn, and there is a light on the wall that's kind of blinding me, and so I can't see who it is. I assume it's someone who had recently been to a show because I was in that area. And it turns out, so I go to Mesquite, Nevada every year for a golf trip with my high school buddies. Mesquite, Nevada! So I go to...
that can't be a place.
It sure is. And I go to... I go with my high school buddy Ryan, and his brother Aaron brings his buddies, and we play against them.
Sure.
And it was
the
fucking
Mesquite
Aaron.
Open. Oh, it was Aaron.
Yeah, it was Aaron.
Oh,
and
wow.
I go, what are you doing here? He goes, no, what are you doing here? And I go, no, man, this is my fucking hotel. What are you doing here? Because I stay there every time I'm in that area. And okay. So I do have a little bit of a possessive thing about it.
That tracks.
And he goes, oh, I'm working. And I go, what do you mean you're working? And he goes, yeah, it's the first time I've ever been here. It's a really nice hotel. I'm like, how the fuck are you here right now? So I get to my room, and I'm so confused by everything, I don't cry.
Okay.
I don't cry.
You just bury it.
Yeah, I expect my phone, you know, when I charge things on my credit card, it comes up on my phone to let me know there's been a charge. I expected to see American Express ending in blah, 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 a charge of $1,000 from Dads Are Us. They just follow you around and don't let you cry. It's a company.
Yeah, it's like EdTV. Or we always use the Truman Show. They've just people hired, like, okay, he's coming down the street. He looks sad as shit. Cue the boyfriend.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah, the tears are coming. Let the psycho out of the car.
Yeah, the boyfriend didn't work. Honk the horn.
He did not respond well to the psycho in the car. He did some weird suitcase lift that he thought made sense. We got to get Aaron ready. Somebody get Aaron into the hotel.
And they must have gotten him there on time because he had just finished a huge ice cream sundae by himself. And that is not anything that the listeners need to know, but if Aaron specifically is listening, I'm shaming the shit out of you. I like ice cream, and I saw that bowl and was like, that's too much.
I love anybody who's like, hey, I'm an adult man by myself in public during the daytime, and I'm going to woof an entire sundae.
Even worse, he was drunk, and it was nighttime, and
okay.
He still ate the sundae.
Okay, I was picturing all this in the daytime.
Oh, no, this is all nighttime, because I was, like I said, I was looking for shadows to cry in. But so anyways, I get home, and I finally get to have my moment, because I have pictures of my kids on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac has his little slot, and on the other side of a window, whatever you would call it, bay, Olivia has her side, and so... I just sat there and I was like, well, this is my life now. No one loves me. No one cares about me. And so I just had myself a little tiny cry. And then my dog barked to go outside. And I was like, God damn it. Maybe I'm just not meant to have this cry.
Can't let me have anything, Poe. How the cry, was it one? Because I'm sure all day it sat in your chest. And your throat.
I could not take a full breath.
Yeah,
for
it
the whole day?
Just right behind your ears all day long. When you
well, I've been saying it's been, you know, the phrase that's most accurate is it felt like it was stuck in my throat. But I'm obviously not going to say that to other grown men just to hear what they have to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, I wish that's how you would have described it to me.
I'm sure you do, but it was behind my eyes and stuck in my throat. Let the jokes ensue.
So when you finally released this weep, was it, did it release the tension?
No, because it wasn't long enough. It was just like a little guy.
So Poe ruined it. So now as you sit here this morning, mere hours later, is the weep present? Do you think you'll have another moment like, oh, no, I'm gonna cry? Like, is that coming?
It's gonna happen somewhere ridiculous, I'm sure.
Oh. Yeah, I just need you to let me know, like, where you are at in public, because I think I could trigger it pretty easily.
Thank you so much.
I think you just got to get it out of the way. It's like, you know, tie in. It's like just yank the tooth. So I think if you have a close friend who has spent enough time with you that he knows your very specific emotional triggers when it comes to your children. Just let me know when you're at a barbecue and let's rip this bitch.
Sure. I mean, it's been present for a long time because I was at McDonald's at the airport. I like to eat fancy when I
God damn it, that's such a bummer sentence.
I know. But to be fair, I was just sitting there because I didn't want to be in the
terminal sitting area.
So I was sitting there and I was watching Peaky Fucking Blinders on Netflix, which I recommend to everybody. And I was watching it on my iPad, and there was a family behind me, three little kids, and the dad yelled at one of the kids because he was being a spaz. And then, you know, I have this whole speech, of course. I'm like, you know, you're yelling at him now, but, you know, you're going to wake up tomorrow and you're going to be dropping off the youngest one at college. I mean, I'm thinking this in my head. So I'm almost crying before I even get to the play, before I even get to Olivia's school. And so, but then the mom completely erased my emotions. She said, oh, hey, guys, our plane is boarding, right? And then all the kids are like, we have to go. We have to go. And they pack their shit up and they're leaving. And they're like, kids, kids, come back here. Kids, come back here. What's happening, guys? And then she goes, excuse me, Samuel, do you need a micro hug? And I was like, what the fuck is a micro hug? First of all, what's a micro hug? What are we doing to kids? You know how you give kids? So then she goes, the little boy goes.
It sounds like something you'd see on Twitter with a bunch of claps in between each word, like normalize micro hugs.
Yes, you know? Yes, exactly. And she goes, guys, the anxiety here is a little high. Let's bring it down. Let's bring it down to a quiet energy. And in my head, I'm like, what the fuck is a quiet energy? That's like jumbo shrimp. What do you mean? It's a oxymoron. Quiet energy? Fuck off. So I'm losing my mind. Now I'm completely on a different level.
A quiet energy makes me think of like when you're a kid and you're trying to masturbate, but people are home. You know, that's your quiet energy.
Oh, yeah, that could definitely be quiet energy. But I don't want to see these kids masturbating, and there's people around. So this whole thing is fucked up. Then she goes, okay, everybody, there's too much anxiety here. Listen, I told you the plane was boarding, but... And I'm like, yeah, how about you say, hey, guys, it's time to go to the gate. Instead of, the plane is boarding. If we miss the plane, we don't get to see grandpa and grandma. Of course there's anxiety. Also, you want to give a kid anxiety? Offer him a fucking micro hug. How about you just give him a full hug? How about you're a parent and you go full in on a full hug instead of just like little doses of fucking hugs? Dude, so then I completely forgot I was even going to see my daughter at college. Because I was so furious about the way some people raise their children in today's society. It drives me absolutely insane. Go ahead. You go. No, you go.
Well, I just think that is a good place. Like, it is, I think it's better to drive a child to, or excuse me, fly than drive a child. Because you have that big lonely drive home with not a lot of things to anger you. Because there's something about the airport that makes parents act absolutely bananas. I was at the airport years ago, and I remember I was sitting, and there's this kid just screaming, and like 3 or 4 year old, not his fault. He's at the airport. He's not like, I want to go to Houston. That's not, it has nothing to do with that kid. The mom is sitting next to him, and she is just flipping through a magazine, not even registering his screams. So I'm kind of mad at her. But then there's a dad, and you know exactly what this dad looks like, right? Short, it's very short hair, but it's also like very particularly parted. He's got a polo. He's got the thin rimmed square glasses. And he's on his knees in front of the child going, Jeremiah, Jeremiah. Jeremiah. And he's just giving this like I need you to take a deep breath and use your healthy thoughts. Like, healthy, that's how you're going to quiet this tantrum in an airport? Three-year-olds don't have healthy thoughts. That's not how that situation works. You can't calm them down that way. So it's a good place to be really angry at people.
Yeah, when I used to scream, my dad, and this is always brought up by my mom and my sister, even though I have tried my hardest to repress it, he used to choke slam me. And I always thought,
what a left turn.
Why doesn't everybody do that? He would by the neck, lift me off my feet, and then put me against a wall. And it's like, I turned out fine. So... Oh, I barely got through that. I was waiting so long to say I turned out fine that I almost fucked up talking about what I was talking
about. Yeah, my father treated me like the Undertaker treats opponents, and here I am sort of making it.
Here I am spraying gasoline on people when they want to fight at a gas station. Everything's great.
I also like that in that exchange you had a brief moment of understanding how people write country music. Because that where you're like, you hear a dad, like that is literally, there's a song out there and it is horrific. It's called Then They Do, I believe. And it's talking about when your kids are little, you can't wait till they grow older. Then they do. And it's all about like, hey man, brother, you think it sucks right now and you're looking into the future, but the grass is green where you're standing currently. Because someday then they do. And so you could absolutely hear some guy on a CMT interview like, I was at an airport. I just heading out to drop my duder off at the Coolidge. And I heard a man unload on his baby. And I said, you blink, brother. Don't blink. It's the other stupid hick song is called You're Gonna Miss This. Where it's all about trying to get through every moment. It's like, you're going to miss this. You're going to want this back. These are some good times.
Can I? I hate both of those songs on such a level, but either one of them would make me start bawling in public.
Oh, man, right, there's the trigger. Tell me next time you're at like a wedding or something, and I'm just going to send you, I think it's got to be Trace Adkins who sings.
I'm not going to any weddings. I'm going to be in my house. How would I go to a wedding when I just stay at my house now all the time and look at pictures? That's it. Let me tell you what happened when I was leaving McDonald's. So this guy was waiting in McDonald's line and this woman was hands on hips, almost stomping one foot, right? Mm-hmm. You could see she was fucking hot. And so they're like whisper fighting, which is one of my favorite things, because I don't know if you've ever seen a whisper fight. I promise you've heard it. Nobody's good at whisper fighting because it's a lot of aggression coming out in a whisper, and it just sounds like two snakes are about to fucking kill each other. And so it's like, I just one time. And she's like, no, not one time, because you know I hate it. So finally it turns out she starts yelling at this dude. She goes, you know I hate McDonald's, and now you're going to have McDonald's breath. It was so fucking funny. McDonald's breath is such a funny idea to me. And so he goes, I don't care. I'm eating McDonald's. I never eat McDonald's. It's like right here. I'm hungry. It's a sign. It's perfect. Then they argued a little more, and then she said, okay, but I am not making out with you. And she looked at the group I was in and said, you are all witnesses. That, and I said, I know.
That feels very private.
It was so crazy. So then I said, are we coming with you? And she said, of course not. What? And I said, well, it wouldn't make any sense for us to be witnesses to what you said unless we were there when he tried to make out with you, right? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And she yelled, oh my God, are you serious? And I go, about going with you? No. About how witnesses work? Yeah. And then she said, oh my God, what is happening? And she stormed off. And then I bought that guy's McDonald's.
That a boy.
I bought his McDonald's and was just giggling the whole time because I thought I just maybe was an integral part of a breakup.
Oh, that's good. And
it feels great.
And an airport breakup?
Yeah.
A breakup where they're going to have to then fly next to one another to wherever their car is and then drive in that car together to wherever their things are before the that's a good if I could get you to have to deliver a kid to a college every week, because this whole, and I get it, I so deeply get it, but this entire week for you has just been, whether you recognize it or not, you trying so hard to be involved in anything going around you.
Yes.
So you don't have to be involved in what's happening to you. And
yeah.
Yes,
exactly.
Fucking love it. Just you on a street corner, like, what sort of shoes are those? Like,
oh, yeah. I can't be alone with my own thoughts, so I'm going to need some of yours.
You had to have watched TV to fall asleep last night, right? You didn't just lay in the dark, did you?
I laid in the dark.
What the fuck are you talking about? How?
Because I need to have this thing. But I also stayed up so long that I stayed up till 3 a.m.
Okay.
I stayed up so long that when I hit the pillow, I was almost out. I mean,
okay.
I took a hot shower. I read. I did all the stuff I needed to do.
Well, that tracks.
So I'm not even out of the airport now. And here's what happens.
Okay.
I get.
There's
now
more.
I want to be very, but this is kind of a cute story. I get, and by the way, I'm sure listeners are like, let Cy tell a story.
No.
But here's the thing.
No, this is a good moment for everyone involved. This
no.
is a nice, this is like a Cy-cation.
So I just want to be clear that, first of all, I'm going to tell a lot of stories about Olivia at school because I think that if I tell enough, I could write off tuition. I'm not sure. I need to look into it, but perhaps.
We could start
and
a
also,
separate podcast.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know. And then also, this is just like, this is what happened. So I'm just going to keep, I'm going to go as fast as I can. But I want to tell the listeners that this does not happen to me very often. I am not bragging, but I need to tell the first part of this story so the second part makes sense.
Okay.
I get recognized at the airport.
Oh, fucking, for fuck's sake.
I get recognized at the airport, and it is like aggressive. It is, what? Chad Daniels? And I was like, hey. And it just, it was crazy, right? So I'm sitting down when it happens. I get up, take a picture, do this stuff. And then I sit back next to this old lady. And finally she goes, well, do I need to take a picture with you? And I said, because this person was so complimentary, just talking about shows, talking about how big of a fan they were, all this stuff. And this lady goes, do I need to take a picture with you? And I said, well, only if you want to confuse your friends on your Christmas card. And she goes, I'm Jewish. And I go, that's going to be even more confusing. And so we have a little laugh and I sit there, I'm sitting and I'm just like thumbing through a magazine. She puts her hand on my hand and she goes, I look over and she goes, can you really not tell I'm Jewish? And I go, listen, I'm the wrong person to ask because I don't know. I don't know what the Jewish qualities are. I don't know. To me, so this is what I told her. I go, I have to be honest with you. Like the Jewish stuff confuses me because it's a group of people, but it's also a religion. So like a black guy. Some black guys are Jewish, and it's so there's no look, there's no concentrated look to it. And then she goes, well, I have a bigger nose. And I go, lady, I have a bigger nose. Noses and ears are the only two things that keep growing on a person. If we live long enough, we all look like fucking caricature sketches.
Yeah.
So I go, I don't know. I can't tell. And I go, well, let me ask you this. I go, what do you think I am? Look at me, and what do you think I am?
What if she said fat?
Oh, God. Then I'd have been been like, you fucking Jew.
Yeah.
No, so so I go, what do I look like? And she said, well, I would say Orthodox Christian. And I said, nope. I go, I'm nothing. And she goes, oh, you're an atheist. And I go, no, I'm not even that. I go, I'm so much of a nothing that I don't even want any name, because then I have to have a conversation about that. That's how much of a nothing I am. And she goes, interesting. And she goes, well, where are your people from? And I said, well, Scotland, Germany, England. I'm sure there's some Scandinavian in there. And she goes, Germany. Interesting. And I go, no. Not that kind of Germany. Oh, and she told me her name before. She goes, my name is, I can't remember what it was, but it was something where it ended with an itz.
Yeah.
And so she goes, that's a Jewish name. I go, well, but my great grandpa's name was Ziegler, and he was German. So, but I also know Jewish people named Zig. So there was all this confusion. And then she goes, oh, you're German. And I go, well, not that kind of German.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, I know, sweetheart. You would have made a horrible Nazi. You couldn't even tell I was Jewish. And we fucking laughed so hard. It was a really kind of fun, really fun moment, fun conversation to have.
It probably kind of had to feel like you were on some bigot hidden camera show.
Oh, yeah, where they were just waiting for me to react
they
somehow.
They just put an old Jewish lady in the airport and like, hi, what do you think of my nose? You're like, I think it's great. What's happening right now? Just somebody from MSNBC comes around the corner like, you've been Twittered. Now, Chad, why did you say that about her? You're like, well, she...
Why did you say everybody has a big nose?
I had a very opposite experience at the therapy pool that I go to.
Okay.
Because it's just open to, you know, it's this big, giant pool, and it's open to pretty much everybody. And, you know, it's normally me and the olds. It's not, yeah, not many youngs. It's all the elderly folks. So I showed up, and when I got there, there was four men, 30s. They looked like they were in their 30s-ish age.
Okay.
And I would, you know, Middle Eastern, but I believe Pakistani.
Okay.
And they're doing swimming lessons.
Okay.
And, but it's swimming lessons where, because I talked to one of the guys eventually, and it was, he just knew how to swim, and he was showing his friends how to swim in shallow water. And
okay.
So it wasn't like a class. It was just like, I learned, I will show you the way. And they're all very, and watching an adult take swimming lessons is great. It's just.
Yeah, I bet.
It's so great. But so I get in, and so immediately I'm in a good mood, like, I'm at the pool. I might be doing my weird stuff, but that's a man trying to learn how to be in water. So this is just this, it's a day filled with adventure and forward moving happiness. And like, I have to use the little bench seat in the pool. So I'm talking to him for a minute so they can slide over. So
do you have to use the crane to go in?
I don't.
Does someone have? Okay.
No, they do have one of those, but fortunately.
Well, of course they do.
I can go down the, I mean, let's not paint that. Anyway, the point is.
You just said you had to sit on a bench in a fucking pool. So don't tell me that my question was not valid. And some of this anger might not be directed at you. It might be something else.
You're going to miss this. You're going to want this back. So I sit on the bench in the pool to do squats in the pool.
Sure.
I do pool squats. I'm a big pool squat guy. And so I'm sitting on the bench before my squats, and the gentlemen are in the pool next to me. And what a lot of the olds like to do is they just like to come, and they get in the pool, and they just walk back and forth in the pool.
Oh, yeah, but I'm glad you finished that. What the olds like to do is they like to come.
Oh, and I got to tell you, the way the old men act, I think they do. So, but they just get there and they're like, now I'll walk to that end of the pool. And then when I'm on that end, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to walk to this end. And that goes on forever. But there's this woman, and so I'm just sitting there and she's walking the pool. And then I look up and I see her and she is looking at me and her eyes are enormous. And she looks at me and then she looks at the gentleman and then back at me and then the gentleman. And I've been around enough people in small towns to go,
yeah,
that's the, hey, there's a Mexican in my store right now. Look, like, what are we going to do? And I remember, and my favorite thing to do when that happens is I like to just go, hey, what's up? What are you trying to, what's going on? Are you okay? Are you okay? Do you need something? So then,
like, and really loud. Yeah, pull the attention.
Do it to all the attention because she's trying to be like, I'm using my eyes because I don't want to use my words about the, you know, it's that sort of crazy stuff. But I just love, you know, I love the idea that, like, what do you think is, I don't agree with, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
This woman is looking at you like she's trying to tell you that the lost city of Atlantis is about to have its own 9/11.
Yeah, that was what was so funny about it.
They're learning to swim. Right. This could only mean one thing.
They're going to bomb Dolphin Quest.
Heads up, SeaWorld.
Because that was my thought. It was like, here's the thing. If we're like at a class learning how to be pilots and there's four gentlemen there and they're like asking questions like, I'm not worried about landing. I only want to learn to take off and steer. Yeah, let your eyeballs get real big and race them around the room. But yeah, I don't think anybody's going to swim into the trade towers. These are just men. Like, this is the most vulnerable I've ever seen an adult man is watching another adult man hold him and be like, now kick your legs, turn your legs into flippers. It was like her reaction was so great. It was so great.
Oh, I love it so much. I went to, before I left, there was this tennis team car wash. And it's high school in Fergus Falls. And so they have the signs out on the highway. They're like, hey, tennis car wash this way, big arrows and stuff and the big smiles and everyone's having fun. And so I drive up to the car wash and I go, I don't have time because I have to stop at Home Depot, which is across the parking lot. And I schedule my stuff. And I think it's because Olivia was on her way to school. I have scheduled it minute to minute because you're right. I just don't want any time to think.
Right.
But I pull up to this place and I have a $20 bill. And I just go, hey, girls, I'd like to give you money, but I don't want a car wash.
Oh, no.
That is what I said out loud. Just in between my pointer finger and middle finger, I'm holding a $20 bill and I'm flashing it and I'm letting it ripple in the wind out my window. And I go, hey, girls, I want to give you money, but I don't want a car wash. You pick what we do. Over the shirt or on, I mean, just really gross.
Yeah.
Like what they could have been thinking. And what a fucking nightmare. I'm normally put together better than that.
Mm-hmm.
I normally don't say the most ridiculous shit. But I was driving away going, well, if I get shot from, like, another dad's car, I kind of deserve. I'm sure they called right away. Dad, there's a man here with a beard that's 8 different colors. We don't really know why. And he just said he wants to give us money, but he doesn't want a car. Just right through my windshield.
Yeah, the idea of, because I feel that same way. I'm the, like, here's the money. I don't want the thing. You know, I have a pretty strong disdain for kids selling, you know, shit for like Justin, like all these school fundraisers. I'm very happy to give money. I just don't want to be a part of the event. Like I can yeah. just, I'll just give you the money. I understand the idea, but do we really? Plus, have you ever gotten one of those car washes? You're like, thanks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like.
This is streaky.
I don't need high school girls leaning over my windshield like I'm some sort of fucking pedo.
Yeah.
I've never understood. It's, you know, they have shorts and t-shirts on. They're not scantily clad. They're actually fully clothed, whatever. But I don't know. And I understand the idea behind it. They're raising money. That's why I gave them the 20 and was like, don't touch my fucking car. Because I don't know.
So we've talked about how neither of us watch porn anymore.
Right.
When you watched porn, were you one of those guys, did you know, was it just like, click on, this is the sort of porn I watch? Or do you like, hey, I like this person. Like, we had a friend who one day porn came up and he started listing porn stars. And he got to a number of names that we were like, we're going to find a different friend. Like, so many. How many? Did you know who a lot of them were? Did you have?
I know Jenna Jameson, of course.
Yeah, very famous.
I think that she is just one of the prettiest people in the world.
Yeah.
So I know Jenna Jameson. I don't know the name of this girl, but I did search her. I knew her name at one point because we were on a morning radio show in Baltimore together.
Sure.
And she was signing DVDs. I probably told this story.
Yep.
On here, but and she wrote a 4-digit number down on the DVD she gave me, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Was her room number? Because I didn't know what it was until I saw her in the deli connected to the hotel. So I was like, thanks anyways. You can't do that. And then I went back to my room and I was like, just fucking couldn't type fast enough.
Yeah.
Just to see what that was about.
You didn't have like a favorite. Like you're like, oh, that's my.
I'm going to tell you what is going to get me canceled.
Okay.
I will see someone at a grocery store that gives me a look. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a certain look, a very friendly, maybe an overly friendly look.
Okay.
And then I go down the other aisle, and then I think when I get home.
Oh,
I'm
no,
type
you don't
in
have
my
to.
Search
you don't have to finish this. Everybody knows what you're going to say. I'll save you. Your emoji, it's been a long week for you. You don't need to finish this story. Let me just say my thing and we can end. Let me just say it and we can end.
But before we end and you do this, I want to say that, ladies and gentlemen listening, we are not even, this isn't the college episode.
It's the first in a 40, four-part series.
I have 40 more other stories that we're not even at school yet.
Yeah, we could have broken this off into its own series.
Yeah, no shit. That's the truth.
So, there was one particular, back when I watched porn, nearing the end of my time watching porn, there was one that I was like, oh, that's great. I'm into that. It wasn't like, I didn't have a poster or anything, but
sure.
You know, if a video came up in a thumbnail, I'm like, her, like I, you know, and so I was watching something and somebody was talking about OnlyFans, which, I'll peruse from time to time just cause I think it's the fucking greatest, funniest place on the earth.
Sure.
But I was like, I wonder if that girl has an OnlyFans. And so she does, obviously, right? And so I sign up, actually sign up for an account I put my credit card in and everything. Because here's what I'm...
Oh, wow.
Not because I want to get back in. It's not like, oh, yay, I remember. No, I just like... I had this moment where I was like, that industry I'm sure is terrible. So I sign up and I'm going to donate the money that you donate for the month and then cancel my account. Like the weirdest version of thinking you're doing a good thing, but in no way, shape or form. You're like, what sort of fucking. So I send the money and then I get this message from her Because you can message on there. And I sent a message back and I'm like, oh, you know, she's like, oh, welcome to my account. This is the stuff I have and these are the things I do. I was like, oh, I appreciate that. I just, you know, I'd watched your videos back in the day. I thought, you know, now that you have your own thing, you know, you deserved the money, you know, that sort of thing, right? And then she was like, well, I have this, this, and this. I'm like, no, it's okay. And I could have just not responded, but what else, what am I going to do? Go hang out, you know, on my deck by myself? So I'm like, no, thank you. I just, you know, I just think you're great. Enjoy your life. And she's like, well, that was very nice to you. And then we kind of have this weird human conversation, and I'm like, all right, see you later. And then she just sends this message like, you want to see a picture of me getting fucked when I was 18? I was like, no, absolutely. I mean, yes, of course I do. But no, but so it was a weird, I don't know how I wound up in that moment this week of just like, you know what? Because I'd watched a thing on porn and it brought it to my mind. But like, I was like trying to, it reminded me of you trying to be Robin Hood. Like, I'll give the porn star the money she deserves in this weird fucked up like conversation that was had. So, you know, while you were struggling your way through an entire week of events, I was just sitting by myself and having a weird conversation with a porn star that I used to watch 9 years ago. So I think this is great. I think this is
great. You know what would really help me, I think, through the next week?
What?
Send me that picture.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times. So take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. And daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times. So take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look. You're gonna miss this.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.